the meditative mind. When you are relaxed, aware, and without thought, you are at peace. Your mind is tranquil and still. This is your silent mind. This is your true mind. And we sometimes also call this our meditative mind, because it's just the awareness nature within. So your meditative mind is also your true mind or your self nature, your awareness nature, your silent mind. So use this meditative silent mind to be aware of whatever is going on or what is happening within your form and mind. Just silent and observe. Then the understanding will arise. It's only through this awareness, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, that one can awaken. That's why the observation is the silent mind, the awareness observing. Not a mundane mind actively with the views, opinion, and conditioning observing. That one cannot observe. That one becomes subjective. Means there is an observer there that observes something. That's why Krishnamurti call it subjective. What they call thought-based observation. Whereas the other one, which is objective observation, means there is no subject involved, the I and the me. Means the pure awareness, just aware without words. That is the objective type of awareness, observation. There is no subject matter inside that. That's why it's not a subjective observation. There is no observer and the observed. It's just that thing objectively observing. It's that nature that observe. That is seeing things as they are. The direct seeing, the direct observation without the atta, without the ego. And this is the big difference. And to have this ability is not easy. You need to meditate. You need to have this silent mind stabilized to understand. Because our human mind or the mundane mind, the thought process, has been so conditioned. Because of the sakkayaditi, self-delusion, we believe there is an observer within. Or we believe there is a being inside. That's why we always use the word subjective observation to I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I tactilely feel and think. That ego, the atta, the sakkayaditi, self-delusion is so strong because we use the thought. Thought-based observation lead to subjective seeing. And we believe there is a thinker behind the thought. That's why all these are sakkayaditi, wrong view, or what we call ignorant avijja, not knowing the truth, where you fail to observe using the silent mind, the awareness nature. And when you fail to do that, you cannot understand the teaching. Where this teaching is beyond thought, beyond mind, not what normally thought to be by people who use thought. And we cannot blame the majority of the cultivator of the way, because the only instrument they know is thought. That's why from there, they start with the wrong instrument and they fail to realize all this. That's why meditation is, in a way, not easy. If you don't have the understanding, you cannot get it. That's why meditation must be done with understanding. You really need a guide or a teacher that has the understanding, the awakening. Otherwise, it's impossible for them to teach. If you yourself have not realized and developed the understanding, how can you share? How can you teach? He will lead to dogmatism, or what they call thought-based type of knowledge teachings.